My name is Sean Chappelle. I am the director of the Space Hall, and we are sitting inside of the Space Hall office space in the basement of Taps Art Center at Studio 31.
Okay, so you described the Space Hall to me as an arts experiment. That's your short, bare bones definition. So would you mind just elaborating on that and sort of talking about some of the different shows and such that you've had so far at Space Hall?
When I say that the Space Hall is an arts experiment, it's kind of like a catch-all and really easy to explain it that way. And it was kind of like a joke at first when someone asked me, like, what's your tagline or whatever it is for branding and marketing and all that. And so I kind of said it as like a joke because it sounds artsy and it sounds like really deep. And it kind of also comes from like inspiration that like there's a very strong mesh between arts and science, and everyone always puts arts and science together, but what does that actually mean? And like, why would you say that? And for me, doing this has been an experiment where it's like, came to Taps, and I was like, hey, I have an idea, let's build a dark room, let's do this thing. And they're like, okay, well, how are we gonna do it? And that process, getting from point A to point B, was a huge journey of mistakes and success and all that kind of stuff. But we made sure to like kind of look at it as if like, is this a sign, like, is this working, what doesn't work? And we've kind of taken that mentality to like our shows, and we're like always like, let's change one thing up. And we kind of have this running joke now that we haven't had like a control show where it's like everything went fine, everything was normal, everything went exactly how we expected it, where it's been actually like shows end up being a way bigger success than we could have guessed, or it's just like nothing happens and we're like, okay.
You've been in Columbia for 7 years, I think you said. So you've been here a while and you were involved with other arts ventures before Space Hall. So what do you hope that the Space Hall adds to the Columbia art scene that it was lacking before?
When I first came to Columbia, I didn't know what I was doing here, why I was here. And then I made some friends and played a lot of music and met a lot of people through music, and WSC is also a big proponent of meeting those kind of people. And our congregating space were house shows. There were house shows every other weekend when I came to school here, and like just my good friends that were older than me and had been in town had a lot of these house shows and gave us just like safe places to be and really like experience people were around and the music we're listening to. And I ended up my sophomore year, helped some friends start up a house venue called the Moon House, and it was this ridiculous thing that had shows pretty much every weekend. They built, there's one point they had a show where there was two stages, one outside, one inside, and they had a day-long music festival that they just did in their house. And it was truly one of the most beautiful things I've ever seen happen. And there's also a time where there's like four people that had house show venues that there was just a crazy community of people that knew what was going on and where to have like a good time. And then there were moments where there were house show lulls and there wasn't a lot going on. And so a couple of friends and I got together and were like, let's start doing more shows. Let's start having like more, let's bring that kind of like house show energy to like a more public aspect. And, we started like just having a lot of shows, and there was a record label that got started up called Scenario. And then once that, we like all kind of got like tired of being in Columbia, and then I was going to drop out of school, and me and my friend Rupert moved up to New York, I lived there for 6 months and then came back to finish school, I guess. And whenever we got, Rupert had ended up coming back, and then me, Rupert, Pedro, Lee, and a bunch of other friends of ours got together and were like, hey, let's like throw shows again. And let's like bring something, let's bring some energy to this town. Like, it feels like it's kind of like losing its like energy that we had felt when we first came to Columbia. And so we started up Scenario Collective and threw a bunch of events. And there was a point where I was like, towards the end of it, I was just kind of not feeling it as much anymore, and it was just a lot more work, and it was just a weird situation. And it was all a good growing experience for us. And what ended up happening is we were all like, all right, we're all just gonna do our own thing now. Like, we're tired of doing this. And so we all kind of like went our own ways, and I came out of that and I was like, I love TAPS. I love this area. I love the people that I was working with. And I want to keep that going. And like, I went into scenario with main premise that I wanted to build a new space for artists and music. And whenever I realized it wasn't going to be that, that's when I started thinking about like, how do I make that happen? And so I was looking for like a space to have a dedicated place to run shows. And I realized that this space here in the basement of TAPS was not being used at all. And so I was like, let's use that space. And it was also at the same time that I was like, let's do a dark room. And so it just so happened that both of these things fit so perfectly right here in the basement of TAPS.
So what do you think is present in your personality that enables you to be a good director for a venue? Or like, what do you think your biggest strengths are?
It's weird to just say communication might be a thing. It's both. I'm not good at communication, but there are certain things that I am good with where it's like day of a show, I know how to like talk to people to get them together to do the right things. And like, I guess delegate's a really dumb word to use, but it's like when it comes to the day of the show, I'm like, do this, do that. This should happen. I'm also like a really big dreamer and constantly have ideas. Actually, that's probably the main thing that would qualify me to be the director of this, is where, like, yeah, we built the dark room, we have this the venue space running, but like there's so much more that could happen here in TAPS in Columbia. Like, I don't want to stop thinking about like what could be here.
So what are some of those ideas like for developing TAPS in Space Hall?
An idea right now that it's like kind of a pipe dream is to build up a print shop for like screen printers and stuff like that. It's very much like we have to get this thing working before we can even think about doing anything else. Another like co-working space, live-in studios, which would be amazing, but I don't know how that would. I mean, there is a giant apartment building upstairs, but it's completely separate. It'd be nice if they weren't. Just like, and it's kind of like a dream where like, think about if you've been to TAPS and you go upstairs, like there's that giant open gallery space. It's mostly used for studio spaces, which is amazing and like it's what this needs, but like imagine if that was just a gallery space itself. Like, no, like everyone who did work to present there was like living upstairs or down here doing stuff. I just need money.
Yeah.
We need money.
You, I'm assuming, are think of yourself, if you were to say like a specific arts discipline that you would fall into as a musician, since you played music?
I wish I could. I'm not as good as music as I play music. I'm not like that amazing at it. I just know so many other people are like musicians and are like, they play music. I play music. I actually more so in film and video. Yeah.
So are there any artists or filmmakers or just artistic minds that you come back to like for inspiration? Ever.
Jack Black. And on more serious terms of filmmakers and stuff, I don't know names, actually. I hate that I don't know names of people that I'm inspired by. If I could say one person, a good friend of mine, Adam Seiler, was one of my early college film friends that I made. Best homie ever, like, great person. But he taught me a lot of the techniques that I use today with filming, and like, we had an experimental film class together that we would work on projects together, and like we both learned a lot from each other, and he's like out in LA killing it now, so.
Has there been any moment when you've been like at the Space Hall and you've just been like, wow, this is my dream, like has become a reality? Has there been any like memory that really sticks out for you?
Yeah, it was our second show, and I remember there was one point that because I was doing lights for that one, and I was standing on top of a ladder, and it was just that room was full of people, and they were singing along to this person's music. And like, she hadn't really had a chance to like perform in Columbia that much. And then here it is, like a room of people singing with her. And, or there's one girl that ended her set, and then they said one more song. She said she didn't have another song, and she just like did an a cappella song out of like completely on the spot, 100% made up. And I was like, this is why we're here. This to give those opportunities for those people that don't have those opportunities otherwise.